This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A car with the body of the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis has just arrived at the U.S., nearly arrived at the U.S. Capitol, where he will lie in state, one of the highest honors a U.S. citizen can receive. His casket will be at the Capitol Monday and Tuesday, where he served the people of his Georgia district for 33 years. Lewis will lie in state in Atlanta, the Georgia State Capitol, Wednesday. His funeral will be Thursday. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced stage pancreatic cancer. U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for COVID-19. That's according to the White House, they said Monday. The White House said in a statement, O'Brien, quote, has been self-isolating and working from a secure location off-site, end quote. O'Brien holds a key role in the administration. The statement adds there's no risk of exposure to the president or the vice president. The U.S. Congress and the White House resumed their efforts to agree on a new $1 trillion coronavirus economic aid package today, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The administration's chief negotiator spent the weekend on Capitol Hill to put what White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows described as the final touches on the relief bill Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to bring forward this afternoon. Republican senators and the White House were at odds over various items, including how to cut back the jobless benefit without fully doing away with it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi panned the Trump administration's desire to trim the $600 weekly unemployment boost to about 70% of pre-pandemic wages. I'm Julie Walker.
If you'd like more on these or other stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Monday bans on international travel cannot stay in place indefinitely, and countries are going to have to do more to reduce the spread of the new coronavirus within their borders. Right now, almost 650,000 people have died around the world from COVID-19. The figure is nearly 147,000 in the United States and exceeds 87,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections near 16.3 million worldwide, 4.2 million in the U.S., and 2.4 million in Brazil. Britain is closely watching rises in coronavirus cases in other European destinations, such as France and Germany, after slapping a 14-day quarantine on travelers from Spain, this at the height of the summer vacation season. The British quarantine on Spain is one of the starkest indications to date that Europe could face a second wave of economic turmoil as governments scramble to head off a rise in cases from the Mediterranean to the North Sea. The chief of staff for Germany's prime minister says the rise in coronavirus cases is cause for concern. He says people returning from holiday in risk areas must go into quarantine and urges all citizens to continue sticking to rules to stop the spread of the virus. Also Monday, the leader of the southern German state said Bavaria will set up coronavirus test sites at its two biggest railway stations, as well as key points on motorways, as fears grow that summer travel could spark a new wave of infections. Officials in France are on high alert as people travel the country for summer holidays, heightening the risks of new outbreaks as observance of social distancing rules wane. French officials have ordered nighttime curfews for beaches in a Brittany resort on the Atlantic coast after a fast-spreading COVID-19 cluster emerged last week. In Asia, Vietnam locked down the city of Da Nang, forcing tens of thousands of visitors to evacuate. Mainland China confirmed the most new locally transmitted cases since early March. Papua New Guinea shut its borders, and Hong Kong banned gatherings of more than two people, closed down restaurants, dining, and introduced mandatory face masks in public places, including outdoors. The Israeli military says it thwarted an infiltration attempt by an armed squad. The army said Israel was involved in ongoing combat on its northern border with Lebanon Monday, as AFP correspondents on both sides of the frontier reported hearing loud explosions. Russia's Federal Security Service said Monday it had thwarted a planned militant attack in Moscow and killed the man suspected of plotting it, according to Russian news agencies. The FSB said the suspect had planned to carry out an attack on a crowded public place in the Russian capital. They say he opened fire at law enforcement officers when they tried to arrest him. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.